to me. So I'm going to break format here, and rather than just engage in the usual monologue in the opening hour segment, I'm going to take her call. Rachel, I'm glad you called. Now, here's what it says that you want to talk about. Let me make sure that got this right. You're Jewish, correct?
I am.
And you're all of this liberalism that is creeped in, anti-Semitism on the left is something you want to talk about, right? That's fascinating to me.
Yes, it's been there. It's been there all along. It requires, well, it's anti-religion, but anti-Semitism is a very big part of that. Communism and its inception requires atheism.
Okay, where is the anti-Semitism on the left in your view? Who has it? Who's harboring it?
It's everywhere. You look at, you can look overseas. It's very obvious from Corbyn's Labor Party, but even here, all the anti-Israel, Israel is an apartheid state. All of those things are just, I mean,
but wait a minute. The reason this is fascinating to me is that most people associate anti-Semitism with the right, with unfairly, don't misunderstand. I don't think it's valid at all, but it just most people think that anti-Semitism relies on the right because everybody thinks that what Hitler was. Hitler was a leftist. Hitler was a national socialist. But that's where it stems from.
Yeah.
But you've even got would you say that Hollywood leftists who are anti-Israel would also be anti-Semitic?
Yes, I would say that. I would say that because they can't if you're. Side note, I've worked in that field before. If you're Jewish and you're in Hollywood, it's very difficult to even bring it up without some sort of side discussion in which you denounce Israel or something like that. Or people bring it up. It's really sad. And I got to tell you, I've come to a point where I've like begun to question my faith, and it's not, I believe in God and everything like that still, but I've lost a sense of community because of this. I can't go, I've not gone into a synagogue in years, and for many years after, I still consider myself Jewish, I'm starting to look elsewhere for faith because, you know, last time I went to a synagogue was at a Yom Kippur service in New Orleans, and the rabbi held up Al Gore's Inconvenient Truth and started to preach on that. And I couldn't take it anymore, you know? It's not even my religion.
Now, wait a minute. Was that rabbi conditioning, was he suggesting that the congregation, as Jews, had to sign on to the Al Gore climate change premise that was part of not the Jewish faith, but that if you didn't ascribe to it, that maybe you wouldn't be welcome?
No, I don't think he would. He was fostering an atmosphere where you wouldn't be welcome. But I think, you know,
it's just the politicization of everything, right?
Yes, absolutely. That wouldn't have happened in the entire time I grew up. The entire time I grew up as a kid, and maybe it's because I mainly grew up in military synagogues. My dad was in the Air Force, but there was never politics. Never came. Current events did, but not politics.
Let me ask you this. In your opinion, and you said you've got some experience with the Hollywood types. In your opinion, can liberal Jews be anti-Semitic? When it comes to Israel,
they probably wouldn't say that they were, I mean, a lot of them.
Oh, I know they wouldn't say they were, but could it be said that they were? I mean, because one of the
I would say that yes, because a lot of them also would tell you that they don't even believe in God, that they're racially Jewish, but they don't. They're not religiously Jewish, which I also think is a load of, well, you know.
Well, there's all kinds people justify their existence in all kinds of ways.
Exactly. They're willing to claim the victimhood, but nothing else.
Well, the reason I asked you that specific question was because many people do not understand how liberal Jews like the New York Times ownership and editorial board can be so anti-Israel when Israel is it's the Jewish state, and yet there's so much anti-Israeli sentiment among Jewish people in America that are predominantly liberal that people scratch their heads and don't quite understand it.
Well, because it's anti the religion. It's not anti the race. They still need the race in order to have racial politics, but it's anti the religion.
Anti the religion.
Yeah, because you can't separate the Jewish state from the religion. I don't think you can. And it's, you know, any time you're Jewish and you're in a, you know, you're in a liberal, you're in a conversation with liberal, and Israel comes up.
Now wait a second.
So it's the disclaimer: I'm Jewish, but I totally disagree with everything Israel's doing. That comes up, and it's really sad.
But isn't that more disagreeing with the politics that's associated with Israel as opposed? Because if they're anti the religion, that's big. I mean, the Jewish religion. I mean, you've got the Reform and Orthodox and other branches.
All the many different flavors. I used to feel that way, but I feel like it's. You know, with the push toward atheism, and you see this, they're anti-Christian too. I don't see them as necessarily being anti-Islam, but I do see it's anti-God.
That's exactly right. This is where this is all headed. This is all headed toward atheism and anti-God. That's exactly what is unifying the people on the left, whatever they claim their religious views are. The trend is toward atheism and no God, or at least agnosticism, because that removes any judgmentalism, right? It removes any limits on behavioral morality or anything else. If there's no ultimate power that can mete out approval or disapproval for one's acts, then one is totally free, correct?
Absolutely.
Well, this event in Pittsburgh, given everything else that you say that you are, well, the liberalism that's creeped into Judaism and rising anti-Semitism, you're right, it's anti-Semitism is rising in Germany and nobody's talking about it. It's rising throughout Europe and there aren't very many people talking about it. So this event in Pittsburgh, did it add to any of the discomfort or unease you're having about things in general?
I don't feel like that there's a million people out there targeting Jews in a way that they would want to go shoot up a synagogue. I think that these are isolated incidents in this country because this country is so good to so many people. I mean, this guy is facing the death penalty. He certainly wouldn't be facing the death penalty anywhere else. I don't feel unsafe as a person who's Jewish walking down the street because I'm Jewish. And I obviously don't think Trump has anything to do with it. That's absolutely ridiculous. And it's not going to make me not vote in the midterms or anything silly like that.
I'm glad you, because I'll tell you, there's a lot of people that think, and they're predominantly, but thank you so much, Rachel, I appreciate it. It's Rachel from Thousand Oaks, California.